Welcome to Early Career Principles Webinar Series. Today is Tuesday, March the 5th, 2019. And my name is Aaron Lurie. I'm the Director of Professional Learning here at NAESP. Everyone today in today's webinar is coming muted. So today, please use your chat box for the questions for the speakers. Today's topic is, I can't do it all by myself. Our speakers today for our webinar are no strangers to NAESP. They are a dynamic duo with a wealth of knowledge. Please help me welcome Diane Watkins and Dr. Stephanie Jones. How are you today?
We're great, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, tell the NAESP universe a little bit more about yourselves.
Yes, I am Stephanie Johnson, and I have been in exist 42, but about 45 years in education. As a principal, central office administrator, assistant professor at a university, mentor and coach, a consultant and an author, a co-author with Diane Watkins. Mrs. Watkins has been in this about 33, 34 years, a principal, assistant principal, central office, mentor, coach, consultant, and co-author. We've written four books together for principals. Today we have a little overview, and our overview has to do with the challenging roles of the principal, the pitfalls and obstacles to avoid, which will be very important for you all, suggestions and hope for you as a principal, and any questions that we might answer during this webinar.
Next. It may not be a surprise to you, but do you know that you can Google just about anything? I Googled job description of the principal, and this was just one that I came up with. When your superintendent sat you down and said, here's your new assignment, he probably did not tell you all of the assignments that you would have, but he did say, now I want you to be the instructional leader of the building. But what he didn't tell you was that there are a lot of things that you were going to do that weren't in that job description, and you may see some of them, the waiter, the spouse, the cafeteria worker, the social planner, all of these things you will do on a daily basis while also providing instructional leadership to your building. No wonder you're exhausted. So before we get started any further, we'd like to hear from you. What are the most difficult parts of your job? And please use the chat feature. Just don't spend a lot of time because we want your first raw response. We're going to spend just maybe 2 to 3 minutes, but we'd love for people just to, I see some responses coming in now. What is the most difficult part of your job?
We're getting responses already. Kevin writes, getting out of my office and into the classrooms. Dealing with parents. Keeping all of the plates spinning.
Absolutely. That was what I was thinking. Balancing my time was always a challenge.
I just finished my internship and have seen the role up close. Role up close management of time is an issue.
Yeah, very much so. Likely the people who mentored us made it look a lot easier than it is. Time management in general, professional development for teachers. Yep. Dealing with conflict, dealing with a variety of different types of people and personalities. So let's move on. I suspect that the challenges that you listed were pretty common to just about everyone.
Yes, the obstacles to principal success has to do with brevity. And living with brevity, the vexation of that variety, and frustrating fragmentation. And before we move forward, I just thought it was so powerful that the first chat box was getting out of the office and into classrooms, because that is so powerful. That's the most important thing. Yes, one of the most challenging things to do because of brevity, because of all the little fragments that take place. Next. The principal's work is really comprised of tasks that are short but rapid in pace. So you got to be on the move. You can't come in slow. You can't come in taking one day at a time. You do have to take one day at a time, but you have to be a little bit more adept to what's going on and be prepared for what's going to happen. Did you know that most exchanges last 1 to 2 minutes? When you think about it, your teacher tells you something, a student tells you something, a parent tells you something, wants to speak to you for a few minutes, but they want more than that. 50 to 60 such activities in a single hour of the day. So you almost cannot write down all the things that take place that might make you have a little nervous breakdown. Beginning a little bit. And 85% of principals' time are spent on tasks lasting less than 9 minutes. That means that you have at least 6 things happen in the course of an hour. Now, the vexation of variety is a principal that's confronted with daily tasks and assignments that require a variety of, diverse skills, being technically capable of doing whatever needs to be done online, because everything's in software now, when you're P-cards and all those kinds of things, cognitive functioning and emotional intelligence. And a principal's job is filled with fragmentations. You know that. I realize that. I've been in schools. Diana's been in schools, taking the place of a principal or assistant principal for short periods of time. And it's a lot to take in. So you have to be very calm about what you do in the course of the day. You've always got new projects coming up. You have new problems, new crises. You never know what's happening inside every classroom because it's going to interrupt that cycle of what you had planned to do that day, which may have been going into classrooms and